The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Did it blow yours out?
Well,
good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's so good to be back. We did our shows, of course, last week, Thursday and Friday, from South Point Hotel in a variety of different places. We'll talk more about that later, though, but good morning. Today is the 5th of December, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm.
Dun, 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 good morning. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm well. Have you ever wanted to be a ninja?
A ninja. I am the ninja of the airwaves. And
today,
if you could have seen how we were scrambling Thursday and Friday, you would have said
you
ninja.
Were Las Vegas ninja.
In Las Vegas, they're trying to...
Well, it is International Ninja Day, so happy Ninja Day, sir.
International Ninja Day. Okay. When did I get... I guess that was back in the 60s when Bruce Lee kind of started that stuff.
Yeah.
And then in that movie with Tom Cruise and the samurai, the Last Samurai.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Remember that?
I like that one.
That was a wonderful movie. You know, Tom Cruise does...
He's really good at making movies.
Entertaining movies. And I'm not saying you sit 100% on everything, but he makes entertaining movies and people go to him. You know, just, you know, Top Gun Maverick, he just killed everybody on that. Okay. Now the news is, or the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, veteran owned business down in Anderson. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. Chuck and Judy Kenny, and I met somebody that knows Chuck Kenny. In Las Vegas. It was because of propane. And, cause he was buying old propane tanks to use to make steel signs out of or something like that. But he thinks the world of Chuck, and he should, because Chuck and Judy are just really fine people. They take care of their customers, my friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, on the phone we have Anne-Marie. Good morning, Anne-Marie. I think we have Anne-Marie on the phone.
There she is.
Are you there?
Good morning. Yes.
You were hiding from me?
I don't think so.
What's up today, Anne-Marie?
Well, I have some patriotic gifts for you for the month of December. And I think the most important one coming up right around the corner is on December 7th, and that is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. This is also an official Fly Your Flag Day, and the flag should be at half mast. National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day reflects on the attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, December 7th in 1941. According to PearlHarborEvents.com, this year, for the 81st anniversary, the focus is on the greatest generation and the sacrifices made by the Americans who served in World War II and on the war home front. Now, I have to stop and give a nod here to my grandfather, who served in World War II, United States Army. And unfortunately, we lost a family member in World War II who was killed in action. So that's right around the corner. And after that, we go into December 15th.
Do you know, wait a minute, first, whoa. You know, we have a Pearl Harbor remembrance on that day also. At 9:55 at the county courthouse, there is the memorial to Pearl Harbor. And when I first moved here, there were Pearl Harbor survivors that would be there every year. And now it's their children are there. It's a really a nice little ceremony. It's right there in front of the county courthouse.
Yeah, very important day to remember and to honor the sacrifices made by a generation that, you know, almost gone. After that, we go into December 15th, and that is Bill of Rights Day. Now, this day is more celebratory in nature, and it focuses on our freedom and the rights that the Bill of Rights ensure for Americans. President Franklin D. Roosevelt declared the date a federal holiday back in 1941. And interesting that the very first Bill of Rights Day took place just 8 days after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
It does. That's interesting. I didn't think about it like that. Of course, they probably had had that planned and not the attack on Pearl Harbor.
I would say so, yes. I would have to agree with you on that one. Absolutely. Towards the end of the month, we have December 20th, and birthday wishes go out to the United States Space Force. Now, Space Force serves to safeguard America's interests in space, and was created on December 20th, 2020. This day is also an official Fly Your Flag Day. So happy birthday, United States Space Force, on December 20th.
Do they really wear aluminum foil on their heads?
I think that's more created in the movie, science fiction.
I was just wondering, you know, Space Force, what did they do? I know they're Space Marines. Now, I've heard this. You know, they've got space people that are going to fight in space. I mean, if they're to protect space, you know, outer space, I assume. Like, and I'm thinking of other planets. Like, some nefarious country puts a base on the moon,
right?
That can interfere with our satellites and all this. Will there be a, you know, a detachment like in I don't know, Spay War or something like this, that they go after them?
That probably would not actually be fought in space in and of itself, but it is probably to protect our satellites and our intel.
Okay.
Although, I'm not a member of the Space Force, mind you.
I don't know anybody that only is. I don't know. I'm just kind of, you know, I guess they carved it out of different organizations, out of the mainly the Air Force and maybe NASA and a few others, to make this. You know, that is something I've never really researched or even looked at that much. You know, Space Force. You know,
and there are a lot of people that don't know it exists.
Well, now they do. And on December 20th. On December 20th, we'll go, happy birthday to you.
Absolutely. And the final Fly Your Flag Day for the month of December is none other than Christmas Day, December 25th.
Do you like Christmas?
Oh, it has a very special meaning. Yes, absolutely. And I celebrate the reason for the season. So,
Is that your favorite holiday?
Absolutely, 110%. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I can understand that. It can be a happy time for people. It should be. Mm-hmm. It should be a happy time for people. Get families getting together. Okay. Anne Marie, thank you so much. Anne Marie's going to join us the first Monday of each month and tell us what's going on during the month at 7 o'clock.
And in sickness and in health.
Sickness and in health. Got a little head cold myself here. Kind of like,
oh, no.
I'm fighting here. Well, I've just been around like about 100,000 Michael's
Las Vegas thing. Huh? You brought Las Vegas back to us.
I brought Las Vegas back. Yeah. Okay, Anne Marie, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Carl, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas. One thing when you're traveling for 10 days, I don't care if you're in a nice hotel or what, is sleeping. And I cannot begin to tell you how much about that last 4 hours on the – you know how the last 4 hours really last 12 hours? It just seems like it just goes on and on. You know, you hit Williams. It's just right down the road. And yet it seems to take you forever. And then you get home and you unload the 1,256 bags that Linda has, because then I'll tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute.
Oh, okay.
And then take everything that needs to be washed and you run it into the laundry room, which, you know, there's piles that are higher than your head. You just want to do one thing. You just want to get into your Sleep Number bed. and last night, because you can adjust the firmness of your mattress, I got into my Sleep Number bed. I dropped it to 55, and it felt like I'm home. Linda dropped hers to 30, and she was nodding off at 6:30 in the evening. And then she woke up and accused me of watching The Last of Yellowstone without her, which was true. But, you know, you fell asleep. You only had 10 minutes left. I wasn't going to, you know.
Yeah, can't miss that.
Come on, I can't miss the last 10 minutes. You know, I always have something going on. But your Sleep Number bed, my sister has one. My kids have them. My friends have them.
Does your dog have one?
If I tell you, well, the dog, you know. We don't have a dog. But if we did, the dog would be up there, too.
Well, your horse. Yeah. How about your horse?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the firmness would be on that. But 9 out of 10 couples say that one of their partners sleep too hot or too cold. I don't know if that's hit you or not, but luckily for us, we both like to sleep in a cold temperature. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now it's time for Sleep Number Cyber Week Special. Save $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing. And it's today, December 5th. Only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Great people over there going to lay down on all the beds. Let them sell you a bed. Now, the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:16 in the morning. 46 degrees, and we'll be right back. Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
Castabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Castabeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shastabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Saturday, December 10th, there will be a fundraising dinner for our local hometown hero, Preston Sharp. Come to the Anderson VSW at 4 p.m. Dinner by Dill's Deli. There will be games, guns, and live auction. Let's help Preston pay for flags and flowers that he uses to honor our veterans throughout our great nation. Preston's been to all 50 states and has placed over 300,000 flags. Saturday, December 10th at the Anderson VFW, go to PrestonSharp.net or call 530-744-4539. Hope to see you there.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BMC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BMC Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BMC Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at etsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. 7:21 here on the 5th of December. It's about 46 degrees out there and raining. Good. We need it.
How was the weather in Vegas?
Oh, I'll tell you in a second here.
Oh.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's, did you know it's one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute and a fully accredited chest pain center? And starting next year, that's right, 2023, which is right around the corner, they're going to be a teaching hospital. They're going to have up to 24 residents. They're starting with 8 in 3 years, 24. Residents every year, they're going to go through a three-year program there. So, and hoping to continue that and go through their residencies there and for internal medicine and also going into specialties at the same time. So, all this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Beginning starts here. The weather, and I tell you, what we did was we went to Albuquerque and, New Mexico. Spend Thanksgiving with the kids. They were going to fly up here, but then we realized we were going to be going to the National Finals Rodeo. And they were going to be leaving the same day we were leaving to go back. So we said, hey, look, we'll just come down and visit you. And Linda packed everything for really icy cold weather. Because we've been caught on that trip back where we were, you know, stranded in Seligman, Arizona. If you've never been to Seligman, Arizona, when you're trapped in Seligman, Arizona, you are trapped until they could clear the roads of the wrecks. It was great weather down there. Sunshiny, no rain, beautiful weather. Came back up to Las Vegas, same thing. It was just crystal clear skies, and the weather was great.
Did you get any of those snap colds that they get out there where it's like 10 degrees sometimes in Vegas?
No.
Snow?
Nope.
Oh.
It was really nice weather. I'm going to wait till Linda comes to tell you everything, but let me tell you about the National Finals Rodeo, though. The National Finals Rodeo. I've never been to it. I've always wanted to go there. You know, just to see. You know, it's like kind of on your bucket list, just to kind of see what it's like. And we were able, because we were going to do two shows from there, we got a press pass. So we went down there the first day and checked in. And, wow. Just like the big guys, we had a press pass too, with our pictures and all that. Then we went down into the arena on Monday. And see, it didn't start till Wednesday. And so that arena, they had all the bucket chutes in there for the rough stock. And then they had all the chutes ready for the... tie down roping and steer roping and all these. They had all that in there. And they had all these little mini bulldozers running around. You know, it's like, you know, it's little earth movers. And it was amazing how small that place is. There's only 18,000 people you can see in there. And every seat is up at such an angle, you can see over the person in front of you with no problem.
No matter how tall they are?
No matter how tall they are. If they're wearing cowboy hats. How's that, Bubba? No, it's a, and then the event itself, those fireworks going off, laser light show, smoke rolling through. No, this thing is not, you know, this isn't just go out there in the cow pasture and just buck some horses.
No, there's also amazing singers, right? Don't they have performers?
Oh, yeah. In fact, because we were with the press, we were invited to a Miranda Lambert concert.
Hey.
And we went there, good seats on the side, looking right there on the stage. And she is, I've never seen her, and I really didn't know a lot of her songs, but I tell you what, she is just a consummate performer. Great show. Like I said, we did two shows from there, as you know. You were doing one of the shows, and Pat had to tell me, turn the gain up. Nobody's touched this from yesterday. Well, I guess somebody did when we put it back in the bag. As soon as I turned the gain up, everything was all right. Okay, I'm okay now. You figure there's like 780 rodeos a year. 780. You think about this.
Yeah.
These are individual rodeos. Not even addressing, you know, the number of performances. Some of them may be a one-day rodeo. Others a 4 or 5 day rodeo. Ours is a 3 day rodeo plus a Extreme Bulls event at the beginning of it. And we went to the convention to see what, you know, I mean, to put this on. And one of the biggest things is animal welfare. They had a literally standing room, you can't get into it, breakout session on animal welfare. There's 70 different standards stock contractors have to meet with their animals, over 70. And those 70 are there for one reason. Those 70 levels of standards is there to protect the animal. And the, you know, these animals are hairy athletes. And when you see them, they've been bred for this job. John Grounie said in here one day, he said, no, we've been breeding them to buck. He said, it's not even fair to some of the cowboys because those bulls are way ahead of the cowboys. he just said they're way ahead of the cowboys. And, you know, that's why they have different levels of bulls. You know, there's some of them they call the eliminator pen that if anybody rides them, they're going to make money. So guess what first place is there for any event pays the same?
I don't know.
$28,917.70.
What?
Oh yeah,
70 cents?
That's in 70 cents. Yeah, no, I meant to ask the president of the PRCA, how'd you get that number? You know, so what they do is they divide it all up, all the money that's in there, the added money, all this, and that's how much they figure. And then number two gets like $22,000. You know, last place is $6,000. So they all, you know, if you
we'll get a little something,
and last place is sixth, and there's 15 people riding. Or competing in each event. So,
but you got to like qualify to get there too.
Oh, yeah.
You qualify
on one thing, the money you make.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know, the number of rodeos, it doesn't have anything to do with the number of rodeos because this one young lady that was in the barrel race and only competed in 30 rodeos, but she won every one of them.
That helps.
So that helped. And so she was, you know, she's able to get into the NFRs. But just seeing people that week, It's kind of like going to Sturgis in a way. Okay? You ready? When you go to Sturgis, doctors, lawyers, dentists, school teachers, you name it, across the gamut, become bikers for 1 week when they go to Sturgis. They haven't shaved for 4 or 5 days. They're riding their bikes. You know, that's the way it is. In Vegas, you've got a lot of the rodeo committee. Some of them probably have never, ever been on a horse, but they are really, really good at what they do as organizing and all these things. So for a week, everybody's a cowboy. Everybody's got their hats on. Everybody's got their boots on. And they get together and discuss the best way to have a safe, enjoyable event that your community wants to see. It's pretty good. All right, got to take a quick break here. I don't know what I'm doing here. Let me see. Okay, I've been gone. I can't read it.
Okay, it's the Bears.
The Bears? Oh, play the Bears.
Yeah.
Okay, now, if you call in, 605-4566, is that right?
I think so, yeah.
No, you can call 4566. Or 4565. I don't care. When you hear it, you get entered for a free Christmas meal at Black Bear Diners. Now, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is just a fine person. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And if you want a second opinion on your insurance, on your health insurance, because you've got to be signing up now during this, retirement plans, 401, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning here on the 5th of December, and it's 48 degrees out there and rainy. Let's have a little more active music. What do you say? Active. Music.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? It's a long drive.
It's a Monday. It's
hey,
true.
Okay. The Nutcracker.
Where are you going with it?
Redding City Ballet presents the Nutcracker. Hey, on December 10th, it's going to be up in the Trinity Alps Theater in Weaverville, but then it's coming to the Cascade Theater in Redding on December 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Now, on December 17th at 1 p.m., they're going to do a matinee, followed by Children's Sugar Plum Tea. That's cool. Tickets are on sale at cascadetheater.org. And sharing this North State holiday tradition as Tchaikovsky's Timeless Score takes Claire and her Nutcracker Prince on a journey through sparkling snowflakes to the land of dancing sweets. So, Redding City Ballet's putting this on, and with help from other people. This sounds like a good time. Have you ever seen the Nutcracker? Have you ever seen it performed?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like it. I've seen it probably in a variety of different places, but... I've seen it here, and it's good. So we may just do that. So, okay, what else we got?
There's a lot of shows going on right now here in Redding.
Oh, yeah. The weather.
We're getting snow everywhere.
No, I'm just saying the weather. I mean, they had like 12 inches of snow up at Mount Shasta. You've got the roads closed. Mm-hmm. And you're, you know, when you're around Las Vegas, you don't even see it. Now, when you're coming back and you go through Tehachapi area,
right?
It was just fog. I mean, fog like 100 yards you can't see.
Going 10 miles an hour?
Well, I was trying to, but there seemed to be cars blowing through there at about 80. And trucks, luckily, had slowed down, so you could still be behind a truck. It's not 10 miles an hour, but it was still, I mean, it was like, I have not been in fog in a long time. So that was interesting. But up here, the rain and all that, and I saw an article that said how we had kind of dodged the fire bullet this year, the big fires. And I guess if you were in an area that had a fire, you wouldn't think that. It's like low intensity combat. People shooting at you, it's very high intensity, no matter what they call it. You know, somebody shooting at you, it's pretty high intensity. But if you're in a fire area, that's pretty high fire, you know. But all in all, and this is true, we didn't have a summer like we've had in the last 4 years. You know, fires, people being killed, and more fires. So thank God for that. So, okay. You have, and tell me about your parents had this dog.
Oh, the Anatolian Shepherds.
Yes. Yeah.
Those dogs run. Those dogs, like, they're decent-sized dogs, probably about 60 to 70 pounds, but they're long-legged and kind of like a greyhound almost.
Really?
But they've got, like, long hair, and they shed during the summers. It's very interesting. But what's great about them is that they are great for shepherding animals, like, you know, any
sheep,
kind of
goats.
Cows, I think, even.
Now, there's another one called the Bernese, Mountain Dog,
I've heard of that one, but I've never.
And it's white. But they do the same thing. They are very protective of their of their charges, whether they're sheep or goats or cattle or whatever.
Yeah, ours treated a mountain lion about a year or two ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they had one of these down in Georgia that was watching the herd of goats there, and coyotes came in. I mean, like a pack of coyotes. And this dog, one dog, took on this pack of coyotes. And the owner, he's hearing all this going out there, and he's, by the time he gets out there, it was the middle of the night. The fight was over. And there were like six coyotes laying there dead. And his dog was gone.
Oh.
And so he figured that, you know, they went out and searched for him, and they couldn't find him and all this. They figured that, you know, maybe he had been just succumbed to his injuries, or maybe they had killed the remaining of the pack. I mean, six or seven coyotes dead. You imagine what kind of fight that must have been. And 2 days later, the dog shows up, missing part of its tail, had its skin peeled off in certain areas, been chewed up, but he came back.
Chased down the last of the coyotes.
That's what I was thinking, is that they're running for their lives, and this dog is after them. I'm going to catch two more. I can get another one. Anyway, $15,000 it cost to get this dog, you know, repaired. I mean, that's
what
you know, the parts. Yeah, I mean, there's part of the tail's gone. I mean, it's just gone. Yeah. You know, there's some coyote got it hung on over its mantle right now. You remember that fight? Oh my God, I got the tail of this one. I just bit it off. I chased him away while he was killing six of my friends. Anyway, I thought that was amazing when you see something like that. That this, you know, what this dog did to protect the animals in his charge. That's why you hear these things about sheepdogs and wolves and sheep. You know, and that the sheep guard, you know, the sheepdogs are your military and your police, and this the wolves or anybody that's trying to harm our country, our people, in the sheep are mainly the people that walk around being protected. Many of them have, you know, no concept of what it takes to be protected. So anyway, I found all that very, very interesting. Where a dog would do that. And then I saw another one where a little kid, like 4 years old, he's out in his front yard, his mom's watching, and he kind of walks down into this kind of a ditch. And I mean, it's the suburbs. I mean, and the dog was with him. And all of a sudden this dog comes charging, attacking that little boy. And that other dog went right at him. And I mean, right at him. And then a pit bull, looked like a pity, came running out to join in
just
to protect the little boy.
Okay.
Oh, hey, let's just chew this guy up. And then the dog turns and runs. Meanwhile, the dog's owner, the one that dog had come chasing him, you know, had come in, he's out there grabbing his dog, and the other dogs didn't attack. They just stopped. Mom was out there. Meanwhile, she's got her kid.
Right.
And, but, you know, there's just two instances right there.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs will protect their loved ones. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We've got some other things to talk about in the world. You know, one of the things that when you're with a bunch of people, you ask questions. You know, you don't want to get in. First of all, when you go to the national finals, there's a certain mindset for most of the people there. I mean,
people
you know,
are everywhere out there. Yeah.
But there's still all of these people there. And it was interesting to talk to them. The Reading Rodeo Association had probably 23, 24 people there this year, more than they've ever had. They have a welcome suite on Wednesdays, as do many of the other rodeo associations. So you go from suite to suite to suite to suite, and it's all at the South Point Hotel. So you run into people from all over the United States, and it's interesting listening to them. Yeah, of course, most of the conversation is, you know, is rodeos and this, but then it gets into some other things. But, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows how to repair a windshield better than Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's truly from the old school. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't fool around with your family safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. Give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street, and you can bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Again, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNC Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
From all of us at BNC Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's recovering. I don't blame her. That's where I'd like to be right now, recovering.
It's a nice day for it, too. Stay inside, listen to the rain. Nice.
Tell me about it. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2163 Hilltop Drive. All your tobacco needs, all your accessories, everything is there at Tobacco and Brew. Good people down there, Shirley and RC. They have, you know, it's coming to be Christmas time. You may want to have that special box of cigars or pipe tobacco. But go on down there and check it out. They're a humidor. Their walk-in humidor is probably the best you're going to find in anywhere north of Sacramento, maybe even parts of Sacramento, at Tobacco and Brew. Open 6 days a week there. Okay. So when you're there, you ask people, you know, I mean, politics comes up. You can't get out of politics.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I was surprised that when it was brought up, most everybody, it wasn't brought up a lot. Okay, so I can't say I was out there taking a poll of 1,000 people from all over.
It would have been easy.
Wearing cowboy hats.
Right. No.
but the people who were talking have had, you know, they appreciate what Trump did. But it's time to move on. I think you're seeing that in national polls now, that people are wanting another, they want them to shift into something else. Now, again, that was just anecdotal information, but it kind of goes along with some polls that I've seen. But here's the thing about polls. I'm not going to pay attention to another poll. They have been so wrong for so long. What's going to be really interesting is when the Republicans take over the House. Nancy is stepping down, and the guy that replaced her is an election denier, though they don't bring that up. He said that Trump didn't win and all that in 2016. No, Trump didn't win. No, he didn't. But you don't hear that. The other thing is Elon Musk is turning loose Twitter files on how the Democrat National Convention and the National Party and the Biden Election Committee wanted them to ban and censor people and comments on Twitter. He's released all those. And you can see where they were talking to him. Oh, the DNC wants this one to, wants, you know, these to be eliminated and this taken care of. I find that very interesting on something like that, that, you know, they said that the Republicans have the same, they can come in and say, hey, we want that be done too. Okay, well, it's just that the people that have been running Twitter since the beginning have been more of a, can we say, a liberal bent? So it may be easier to get to decision makers if you came out of the Democrat Party or Biden's campaign. The other thing that Elon Musk has done, I don't know if you saw this, they were launching their all-electric semi-trucks. Did you see that?
I saw that. I was really curious. How many charging stations are there that can do that, though?
They've got some kind of maxi charger that can plug in, supposedly, charges up in 30 minutes. But you're right. What kind of charging station will that take? Now, Pepsi has bought 40 of these. So the ones they rolled out were in the Pepsi colors. And they don't look like your normal trucks at all. And they can haul 82,000 pounds 500 miles. Now, think about that. 82,000 pounds, 500 miles.
What does that compare to, like, a normal diesel?
Well,
like,
oh, no, nor, that, that's it, like 82,000. Now, they get an extra 2,000
okay.
on top of that, though, for the batteries.
Oh.
So they're letting them do that. And the truck comes with anti-jackknife, you know, software and the computers and all this. I remember reading about this a couple years ago that he was going to try and do this. Well, they've rolled the first two off the line. And they, like I said, Pepsi's bought the first 40 of them. And, you know, that is just, you know, incredible advertising. But I also have no idea how much they cost, you know,
yeah.
for a truck. Is it 250,000? 170,000? You know.
Yeah. What's the price of a Cummins like off the line? Like.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's expensive too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have like probably 160, 170, I would think. But we can look that one up too.
Right.
But now these electric trucks supposedly can go 500 miles carrying a full load, and go 500 miles. Before it needs to be charged. So I guess if I was Pepsi, I may schedule my runs to be like 300 miles.
Right.
I mean, because, you know, what, and, oh, here's one of the things. The reason, the way you can save energy is there's three or four motors in this thing. And by the way, it's fast, too, when it's empty. And as when they get up to speed, like three of the motors stop. Or they shut off while one just keeps it going, so that saves electricity. Well, and you'll see, it's like cylinders in a car shutting down.
It's going to be also like a super silent.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They just drive up next to you, and you're like, oh, there's a giant semi. Hold on.
What happens, though, when you, like, you're downshifting and you're using your air brakes and you're going down a hill? I mean, you still got to have those, right?
Doesn't it charge your battery or something as it, like...
Well, and I tell you, in the Fiat 500, when you take your when you hit the brake, it does. It charges the battery.
Yeah.
So that found that interesting.
Someone needs to break all this down for us and be like, hey.
Yeah. If they can haul 500, you know, thousands of pounds for 500 miles, then is their next one a pickup truck that could go 500 miles on a charge and be able to haul 12, 14,000 pounds.
Well, how expensive would that truck be, too? Because,
yeah. Again, we go into the part about the total mismanagement of lands, you know, to get the minerals for making these batteries, what it does to the environment and all this. And then again, like you said, but these need, it seems to me, they might need a special charging station, bigger than the one you need them for a Prius or something. And I don't see it like plugging into your house and 24 hours later it's charged up. I don't see that. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Today we have Enjoy, the magazine. I'm watching them out there. Gosh, James with his snow white beard is coming in. I guess last thoughts on the 10 days, at least last thoughts till Linda comes in. There is something that's called Cowboy Christmas. Have you heard of it? You've heard of it. You used to live there.
Yeah,
right?
I used to bartend that thing. That's
yeah.
Fun.
Cowboy Christmas starts on December 1st and goes through December 10th, maybe 11th. They take over the Las Vegas Convention Center, and it's 400,000 square feet of shopping. Everything that you can imagine, outdoors, indoors. Of course, it's Western-themed and horse-themed, a lot of it. But we met some friends there, and we spent like, 3 hours and probably got to 20% of it. This is a two-day adventure if you're going to go down there. Because it is just amazing, everything you see during this time frame. I'm trying to think, everything from protective boots for horses to real cowboy hats, all types of clothing at decent prices. Everything, saddles, bridles, bits, hunting stuff, Polaris, and they actually have a bucking, they have a little arena they put in there for kids from the, on the, you know, like on steers and stuff like that. But it was quite incredible. I've never seen anything like that one either. So this is a big, big thing down there at the NFRs. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after the news.
Let it snow when we finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court is hearing the case of a Christian graphic artist who chooses not to design wedding websites for same-sex couples.
The case is the latest clash of religion and homosexual rights to land at the highest court. Colorado designer Lori Smith and her supporters say ruling against her would force artists, including painters, photographers, writers, and musicians, to do work that's against their faith. Smith's opponents say if she wins, a range of businesses will be able to discriminate, refusing to serve black customers, Jewish or Muslim people, interracial or interfaith couples, or immigrants, among others.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Tens of thousands still without electricity in Moore County, North Carolina, near Fayetteville, after shots were fired over the weekend into a couple of electric substations.
On Sunday, county officials announced a state of emergency that included a 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew, and county schools are closed today. In a news conference carried by WTVD, County Sheriff Ronnie Fields said the damage is being investigated as a criminal act.
Folks, we're living in some challenging times. Challenging times that I never thought in my 40 years in law enforcement we would be seeing things and dealing with folks that are dealing with things that we're dealing with.
Fields says no one has come forward to take responsibility.
I can promise you to the perpetrators out there, we will find you.
Duke Energy says the power outage could last 4 days. I'm Donna Water.
They are headed down the home stretch. The candidates in the U.S. Senate runoff in Georgia making their final appeals to the voters ahead of in-person voting tomorrow. Republican Herschel Walker challenging Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock. More than 1.5 million early and absentee votes have already been cast. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 221 points. The Nasdaq off 107 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Great news, Nick. Legacy boxes are still in stock. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box.
That's right, Adam. Order today and Legacy Box ships immediately. It'll arrive ready to wrap and place under the tree.
Gather the family together this Christmas and collect all your old VHS and camcorder tapes, slides, pictures, and film reels. Then you can binge on the good old days.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your memories aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. Legacy Box helps you replay those great moments from the past, from Christmas morning to your wedding day.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
This Christmas is the time to digitize. Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox for exclusive holiday savings. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox for last-minute shopping. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
10 men allegedly involved in deadly 2016 suicide bombings in Brussels go on trial today in Belgium. 32 people died in the attacks on the airport and the subway system, and a lengthy trial is expected.
It's due to last between 6 and 9 months. We got a taste of just what a huge operation it will be when they swore in the jury. It took 14 hours. They had a pool of 1,000 people living here in Belgium who were worked through, and finally they've got a jury. In terms of the evidence being put forward, that would take weeks and weeks, and more than 1,000 people are represented in some way by the lawyers involved in this.
The BBC's Nick Beek in Brussels. Annual inflation in Turkey eased a bit in November for the first time in more than a year, but remains close to 24-year highs. Consumer prices up 84% year over year last month. Townhall.com. The U.S. labor force participation rate fell for a third straight month in November, reflecting the ongoing struggle to find enough workers for businesses.
The share of Americans either working or actively looking for a job fell to 62.1%, according to government data released Friday. The rate had risen to 62.4% in August, matching a post-pandemic high reached in March, but remains significantly below where it was before the pandemic. The participation rate for so-called prime-aged workers, those aged 25 to 54, also dropped to 82.4% from 82.5%, and it too remains below its pre-pandemic levels. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In California, state lawmakers returning to work today for a special legislative session. It will focus on gas prices. Lawmakers scheduled to convene today to swear in new members and elect leaders for the 2023 legislative session. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio today, December the 5th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. So many things they're doing to keep our community safe and healthy. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nate's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like for this week?
Oh, if you can't tell, it's a little rainy. So today we have showers, patchy fog before 10, high near 49. Tonight is a 50% chance of showers, patchy fog before 4 a.m. And then Tuesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise cloudy, high near 53 Tuesday night, a little bit of frost, mainly after 5 a.m., otherwise clear, low around 33. Wednesday is frost again, and Wednesday night, cloudy, low around 35.
Maybe time to put the old blankie on the horse.
Oh, it's definitely that time.
It's time to put the blinky on the horse. Yeah. So there's no more rain after today? Is that what you're saying?
No, there should be rain today and tomorrow, it looks like.
Because I saw where it was supposed to be like snow. Right, you know, snow in Shingletown and maybe even getting down to here. And you know how
the
well.
The clouds are impressive. They look like one of those kind of old Pacific storms.
And you know how well Redding handles snow. Okay. Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson that takes very good care of their customers. They treat their customers like warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it is a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm here.
Carl, your voice sounds tired.
You know, we were just talking about it before y'all came in about how, you know, and when you're coming back from a long trip, and like say you're flying, you know, you flew into San Francisco or Sacramento and you've been, or whatever. In our case, we drove everywhere. From Corning to Redding.
It's the longest drive of your life.
Takes forever. You go to sleep and you figure out, oh, I'll be home when we wake up. No.
That's where I would. No.
You go to sleep at Williams, you wake up in Corning, and you go.
That's where I would be okay with. With funding high-speed rail from Corning to Reading. You just like get on and fall asleep and be there.
Wouldn't that be nice? Or have a a viable bus line that went from there and it left four times a day and all that.
Or for, you know, I'd be okay with my somebody buying me a Tesla with level 5 autonomous driving where you could just sleep behind the wheel.
Oh, no. You know what? Then when the highway patrolman passes you and sees you asleep.
I've seen those videos.
Yeah, and they just get in front of it, and they surround it, and it just slows down till it stops, and they knock on the window of the guy in the back seat that time, and he goes, I didn't want to drive drunk. So I just put my address home, said go home.
And it would have. And the amazing thing is that, you know, boy, I guess that little extra buzz made it real comfortable in the back where you didn't really have any worry. That's kind of scary because I'd be white knuckling it the whole time.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Enjoy the Magazines, Enjoy the Stores. Is that correct?
Plurals.
Yep. And You guys have had milestones after milestones. You're getting ready to have your 200th issue.
In May, yeah.
In May. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Isn't the cover cute?
It is. This is really cute. You're burning little kids' feet with hot chocolate. I like that. Yeah, you're burning their little feet with hot chocolate, and the other kid's got a weapon he's going to punch his little brother with.
And there's pillowy soft marshmallows on top. That's what they're standing on. Those are Rhonda's grandbabies.
Is that right?
They are. They live in Ohio.
So if you want to, we could make
her
a gingerbread witch, and she's going to eat her own grandkids.
So you took these photos, obviously, and then just Photoshopped them a lot?
Yep.
Pretty cute.
My son-in-law and Michelle did the Photoshop work.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the December issue of Enjoy Magazine.
Seasons Bright, number issue 195, and it's a big issue. It's one of our bigger issues in the last year.
It's been
year.
A while since we've had an issue this large.
I was going to say that this one is really, a hefty one. You can roll this one up and get somebody's attention. You're going to smack them.
Your pets, your children, whatever.
Yeah, people coming into your front door.
I was going to say, and, you know, it's been actually, if you can imagine, a struggle. We are struggling with paper.
Yeah, paper's
availability
been ridiculous.
And printing availability. And
the expense. It's gone so far.
Well, that's what, you know,
high.
We're putting together a 75th commemorative book of the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah.
It's 75 years next year. And we've got our printer with us, you know, while we're doing our planning and building the book. But same thing, his lead time for paper and the expenses for the paper have gone way up.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine yours have too.
Yep.
I can't remember who came in and talked to me about the book. They were actually asking us information about production since we do books and all that kind of stuff.
It was Naomi.
It was. Oh, that's right, Naomi. Sorry, how could I forget that?
How could you forget that? Yeah, I'm always looking for volunteers for this one. But I think it's going to be a great book. It's going to be something that people want to have on their desk or something like that.
She wanted insight, and she also wanted us to be a destination to sell the book when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, that just makes sense.
Yep.
Just makes sense. Because it's going to start in 1948 and work its way all the way through here.
So what a fun project.
It has been. And
Is it like a assigned team, or did everybody just come together volunteer?
It was we're all volunteers.
Yeah.
And then people came in, like, you know, Naomi and Carrie from Channel 7, but she had to take over as general manager, so she had to kind of like take a step back. But the new general manager down there at the Reading Rodeo Association, Cindy, is just, she's a godsend. I mean, she's been doing this a long time. The different people have come together from the Rodeo Association. Mm-hmm. Everybody's, you know, gathering pictures and stories, and we're doing oral history so that we can capture this from the older people.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's going to be not a lot of writing in it, a lot of photos. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a good coffee table piece, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or if you've got a business in town, having something like this on your business, you know, when people come in, sit down in your waiting room, if you have a waiting room.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Anymore.
Okay. Where do you want to start here? I tell
you
what, let's take a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll start right after that.
Not a problem.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented, community run. Can I say that? Yeah. Matt Mosley is the president of Cornerstone Community Bank. It's
Little
a local
Matt.
Board, local board of directors. How, you know what? I remember seeing him. He was like 12.
I know.
He seemed like he was 12. He was older than that, but
he looks young.
Yeah, four branches. One in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. The one downtown that we use, 1845 California Street, right down the street here. The main branch, of course, on Hartnell Avenue in the Cornerstone Shopping Center. And the newest one is in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. Cornerstone Community Bank has been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Castabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Castabeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shastabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:18 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They're having their big sale right now. Head on down there. They've always had good prices on their jewelry. But now they're having really good prices at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You can find anything you want, anything from estate sales to Native American turquoise to, gosh, specially designed pieces right there at Four Winds Jewelry.
I was just going to say gold and diamonds.
Gold and diamonds, you know this. Gold. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
So I know that it's a very important day because it's, well, International Ninja Day, but it's also Bathtub Party Day. So
it's International what?
Ninja Day.
Oh, Ninja.
Yes.
But what else is it?
Bathtub Party Day.
Hey, oh. If you come down to the Enjoy Store, I've got some really great bathtub accessories.
Bathtub Party Day.
Uh-huh.
Like bubbles.
Don't you ever
stuff?
Do that?
Oh, yeah. For ducks?
Last year, we had about 18 people in our bathtub.
Well, you know,
we're at the pool at that point.
Well, so you have your hot tub that you throw these peppermint soap bombs in,
yes.
That you've made as part of your Christmas list bucket list, oh, and just you know, and so
now
it just
I
bubbles
do this.
Up.
Now I'm like, hey, let's go.
I don't know, think peppermint in a hot tub, you might get a little burned in some spots, but maybe that's some lavender.
You start with the peppermint, work your way to less intrusive.
Ylang Ylang.
Okay, what do we got here?
Well, we're just here hanging on, you know, because it's been busy for the holidays, and we're promoting the Enjoy Store right at this very moment.
Okay.
We've got gourmet food and artisan gift crates, gift bags. We can ship for you, so if you're looking for family, friends, or if you're a company and you're wanting to treat your employees to some kind of beautiful goodie bag or goodie gift.
Hint, hint, Carl.
Hint, yeah. Carl, yeah. I haven't seen you in for your alpaca socks.
Well, I tell you what, Linda is sold on alpaca socks, and they are very, very warm. And do you have them now?
We do. They finally are here.
Now, we have used this gift box.
I know you guys
sent it to my sister, sent it to other places, and you know, really, it's cool because then they get to see the Enjoy magazine that's in there too.
Yeah,
and take a look at what we do up here.
Spreads the love of
This is really it's a good deal, and you don't have to worry about it. Just go in there and say, "This is what I want." In it, and you all put it in and ship it off, and you're a hero at the other end.
This morning I've got, I think, 26 crates I got to get ready to go for today.
Last week there was 100.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, that one was a lot of fun, too. Yeah. And we're more than happy. No complaints whatsoever.
In fact, you'll do 200 next week,
right?
If it's okay.
Do what we got to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I
can tell you what.
Appreciate everybody's support.
It is a great Christmas gift, you know, the box or the
things
bag.
Are coming in late because of supply chain, but we did get just a bunch of stuff come in the last probably 10 days. So there's a big variety of things. Some things that we've had in the past and haven't had for a couple years, like Mary Lake Thompson out of Orville. We've got, you know, her dish towels and mulling spices and cookie and brownie mixes with flour sack towels and teas and hot chocolates and just all kinds of fun stuff. Great things for stocking stuffers.
You know, when you talk about the shipping slowdown, you know, I'm hearing this everywhere.
It's bad.
Is it still? I mean,
it's,
you know,
still going.
At one point, you know, we had all those ships backed up, and
I don't
is
even
it still going. I mean, that was months ago.
I don't even
I'm
know.
Still hearing about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't even know that it's that. I think within our own boundaries that is the issue. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like because I'll see availability of something that I want to get, and it'll say available, and we'll place an order. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, that's something that you should get in the matter of, like, you know, maybe 4-8 days max. But yeah, I'm waiting like 30 days, 40 days for things. I have things, literally, Carl, I have things that I ordered in August and July that have not come in yet.
And they had it there.
Well, it says it was available.
They said it was available. But, you know, yeah, because that's, and then you order it and then you find out, well, not so fast.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of available.
Yep.
We think we can get it here in the next 4 months.
Yep.
I don't mind, you know, because I see a lot of things when if you want to, you know, and you look at things online, they're just gone.
Yeah. Well, my son has not been feeling well, as you are not either. And last night he had a craving. He wanted cereal. And I'm like, well, I'll give you whatever you want. So I went down to the store and bought some milk. And I went down the cereal aisle, and I told him, tell me what you three boxes of cereal you want. And he gave me his list, and I got there. Not one of the three that he picked was even on the shelves. I took a picture of it, and I sent it to him, and it was at Safeway. The shelves were like, I would say 70% empty.
Oh, my gosh.
In the cereal aisle. I was like, where's popular all the cereal?
Cereals? Huh? Popular cereals, too?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Main brand?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was weird. It was like.
Well, moms are complaining, not complaining, but they're also raising their voices that they can't get the formula.
Yeah.
Again. I mean.
Weird stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. Wait, okay.
So we have.
What page are we on now?
We are on page 25, if that's okay, Rhonda, you think?
Yeah.
Yep. So this, again, focuses around our store, but it also focuses around an individual artist. And this person, Kathy McCall, has been with us for quite some time. And you can see how cute she is at her little workstation at her home. But she is absolutely...
These are beautiful little figurines here.
Brilliant.
So cute.
Brilliant artist. And she creates, figurines out of, like, I don't know, Mod Podge paper mache, anything that she's got laying around, junk mail, bobbies, pins, this, that, and the other thing. But she makes these exquisite little figurines that, she does seasonally. So Christmas, Valentine's Day,
Easter, Fourth of July.
Yeah, all this.
And Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween, yeah. And they come in all different ranges and sizes.
One of a kind.
They're all, yeah. Every single one is handmade, one of a kind. And we've really started to develop people that come literally from all over to buy a piece to add to their collection. So, you know, there are a lot of people that are buying these figurines and the little trolleys that the figurines pull and, angels and you name it. All these things are done and they add to their collection. I have a couple people in town that work at, like, one of them is a salon owner, and she comes in every year and buys a piece for every one of her stylists. And they each stylist kind of has fun with using them to decorate their booth. They kind of compete against each other with whatever gift they get, and then they collect them, and then they create these little scenes. And it's just super cool. But
yeah, she makes everything by hand. She says if she goes for a week without creating something, she starts getting twitchy.
Yeah.
Okay, she didn't use that term. I did.
No, but that would be true.
Yeah. And, you know, how everything here, and, you know, these are just absolutely fabulous.
They really are. They all have such incredible character. So starting on page 24, you can go through 25 and read about her. There's page 26.
Yeah.
Really kind of gives you an idea of how adorable these figurines are. Mm-hmm. And I use the word figurine, and that's the best way to describe them. But,
yeah.
But some of them are, she does, like, really cool little figurined garland that you can hang on the tree. She does all little, kinds of ornaments.
Little Santas, little ornaments. Angels.
Yeah, yeah, like Santa looking like he's coming out of a gift box, right? But they're an ornament form. So all kinds of things, not just the figurines. There are other things that she does that are really actually very miraculous. And, you know, when you look at her work, really, you realize that she is truly, truly a very creative person.
Very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Very gifted in this.
Because I wouldn't even begin to know how you start something like that.
I mean, I don't know either because, she talks about paper, what was it, paper clay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is paper clay?
I have no idea.
No idea. Yeah.
But she's been doing this since she was 6 years old.
So. Oh, really? I didn't even read that part of it.
Yeah.
Well, then she's a genius at it.
And she's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doll.
She came in, was it yesterday or the day before, and picked up some magazines. And she was like, oh, my. She goes, I didn't really expect it to be like this. She goes, I was really hoping that, you know, it was going to be fun and a great article. And she's like, oh, this is brilliant. And she's like, I need tons of these to send to my family. And
tell her, come on down, grab a few.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So come on, come on down. If you want, like, if you have some type of a scene in your house that you're wanting to add to for Christmas, you just need a new decorative piece for the tree, something that's handmade and collectible.
They're very whimsical, too. They're just darling.
So, yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, this is a place I've been going. I've got to get down there again to get my hair cut. And,
you need a little trim.
A little trim here. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointments only, so give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Dr. Phil is not on the TV. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It's fun to be back. It's good to be back. 8:33 in the morning here on the 5th of December, and it's about 49 degrees now. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier Local retailer. providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right. Don't call the 800 number. Once you call the 800 number, you're into their bureaucracy and all this. Just
bureaucracy.
Call. Yeah. their bureaucracy. And you need something done, and you call back that 800 number, and, you know, it's
you
somebody.
Suffocated red
it's
tape.
Somebody from Romania that doesn't really care. Okay. But Doug Tooley cares. Give him a call at 530-241-3474. He does care. And he gives great service. It's B&T Satellite. It's a veteran-owned business. Totally recommend him. Okay, I'm here with
you. I thought I saw, too, just I could be wrong, so forgive me, but I thought I also saw that they helped to do Starlink installs.
They do. Okay. They do the Starlink installs.
They need to be promoting that because that's the new thing.
Yeah. Okay. Right? I will add that. That they are there to help you with the Starlink installs.
Yeah, right.
He moved our satellite dish. Some people want thousands of dollars to move it to capture the news, you know, because they changed the satellite, you know, trajectory. He comes up. He moves it like an inch.
I know.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
And that was like, you know, $40 or lunch. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. Yeah. So, B&T Satellite. Okay, I'm here with Rhonda Albee and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, the store. And you know what? We were talking about all the great gifts that have shown up there now. And a lot of things coming in and about getting that gift box you can ship to your relatives or in the gift bags.
Yep.
You can have for your employees
some people
and
don't
all
want
those
the
things.
Wood crates. They want something that can travel more in their suitcase. So we have, you know, juke bags and that kind of stuff. So,
sure.
We've got all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously buying great gifts and stuff. What's another thing that everybody loves about holidays, and that's food, right?
Uh-huh.
Which we have a ton of at the Enjoy store. But I love the magazine always has multiple recipes. Have you ever eaten a chestnut, a roasted chestnut?
Yes.
What do they taste? I've never had chestnuts.
Really?
And I love nuts, but I don't know why I never see them.
In Italy, they sell them everywhere.
Yeah, I know Italy.
In Korea.
Yes.
Believe it or not, South Korea, there's, you know, during the cold months there, they're selling roasted chestnuts everywhere.
So
it's cool.
One of the recipes that we have that looks amazing is Harrison's Fresh Chestnut Soup. So this is looks like a creamy white-based soup with nice herbs and stuff, but then roasted chestnuts. So I'm assuming it's amazing. I think this is one of the ones I'm going to make just because I can get a try on a chestnut. and aren't they weird looking they're peeled or?
Yeah, they are.
Don't they look like those spiky
ball
things?
Yes, we did a story about this Harrison's in October.
Uh-huh.
And it's really interesting. And they actually provided this recipe.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So the story that we wanted to go to before I jumped in there and hijacked the mic for my soup plug is Dream of a White Christmas, Diamond in the Rough. Coppervale ski area. So, you know, I've lived in Redding off and on for much of my life, and we used to years and years and years ago. I mean, we've always skied Mount Shasta, but, you know, sometimes there were problems there with, you know, snow and avalanches and those little basic things. But there used to be, Lassen used to have a beautiful ski park, and we used to go there all the time. And it was really nice and quiet and affordable, and it had great runs. And, you know, we just would pack up the 4Runner and a bunch of us pop in a Duran Duran tape, you know, and head up to the mountain and ski all day. I'm aging myself. But, you know, when it closed, I was bummed. But unbeknownst to me,
sorry about that.
That was weird.
My boom mic got away from me.
Coppervale Ski Area has sprung up, and it is, where is it? Do you know specifically?
Well, it does say where it is. It's, where is the?
It technically is still in Lassen National
it is.
Forest.
And it's been there since the 30s. Uh-huh. And then the Shasta, Lassen Community College now runs it.
Took it over,
In 1940, they took it over.
It's in a parcel that used to be the Caltrans maintenance station near Westwood. And 20 miles west of Susanville on Highway 36 at the bottom of Fred Neller Pass.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah, a snowmobile off-highway vehicle park is near it, as well as remnants from the old 101 ranch. So,
So there's another ski park, and I gosh, it's been around, it sounds like, for it's a long so time, funny, but I didn't. Yeah. I never knew about it.
A lot of people have said that. I've never even heard of this place.
Yeah.
There's another little ski park in between Alturas and Cedarville.
Really?
There, on the right-hand side.
We never hear anything about them.
Well, you know, I don't
even... I'd love to go new places.
I'm not even sure it's open, but it's got lifts and all that. Yeah.
So this is super cool. You can check that out. It's on page 43. I was just asked to come up to the Shasta Ski Park on Friday to do a big event that's kind of like the snow season kickoff. And I haven't been up to the park in a long time, but, you know, the expansion, they put in a whole new part of the building where they have just an incredible bar with big roll-up doors and stuff when the weather's nice and stuff. But what was the point I was going to make? it was just amazing to see. But, oh, I know what it is. And they were kicking off and showing their new lift up at Shasta Ski Park. So the new lift goes up to an elevation of almost 7,800 feet. So now... now we'll hopefully get a little more skiing in some time. So,
well, Lass in college took over the operations in the 40s and began teaching ski lessons. And they used to do on this run was whoever got there first took a can of gasoline, walked to the top of the hill where the motor was.
Yeah,
fill up the engine, start it, and then the rope tow would start. So if you got there early,
lawnmower.
Yeah, and now they've moved it to the bottom of the hill, and they've got a better way of doing it.
Hey, that's brilliant. Lazy. Yeah. So have any of you ever seen that famous picture of that gentleman where it's in? I don't remember what time period. It must have been in the 50s, 40s, 50s. I don't know. Where it's just the giant walls of snow, and there's a lot of old cars lined up, and then there's a person that's skiing over it. They're jumping over the highway, and so it's a person literally flying on skis over the top of the highway because there's that much snow in Lassen at that point. Anyway, I met his great grandson the other day. He's like, "That's my grandpa," and I was like, "That would be a really cool story."
Yeah.
So there you go. You have a new place to try to ski.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not a skier. I used to be, but then
bad knees, bad hips.
No, I just tore up my ankle real bad. It was a pin. I guess I can still ski if it was on, you know, like what do they call it, the bunny hill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is for the beginners, which isn't true because
beginners
and
Carl.
Beginners and Carl, because I'm going down there and all these little kids that are 4 years old are blowing by me, sitting on their skis, going 142 miles an hour. Just coming by.
Watch out!
In these little jumpsuits with no fear.
That's right. And, you know, and if there's any snow, you can't even see them because the snow's coming back over their heads. So, anyway.
And then also on page, 49, we have the holiday bucket list. And this is a little fun thing that you might want to check out if you've got a copy of the magazine, which you can pick up just about anywhere anymore. We've got hundreds and hundreds of locations that we drop off. And how do I know that? Because sometimes Rhonda and I both have to pick up the slack when our young delivery drivers call in sick and we have to take them out into the world. So you can pick them up just about anywhere, but this is kind of a fun thing to go through and kind of check off maybe what you have already accomplished as far as a holiday bucket list and things that you probably may not have thought of and thought, hey, this is an actual good idea. I'll try this out.
I've been to an ugly sweater party before.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so have I.
And I just wore one of my regular sweaters, and it really hurt my feelings because I won.
There are some ugly sweaters.
Random acts of kindness, a new Christmas tradition, family Christmas photo. We did all those things.
New family tradition is one of those things that, you know, because Christmas is for some families so traditional, right? It's the same thing. But it'd be nice to kind of, you know, after generations, keep those and then add one, right?
Uh-huh.
With new grandkids, that kind of stuff, and try to do something different. And speaking of that, I don't know if we have to go to a break, you let me know, but we also have a really great, that's my intro into page 51, a holiday challenge, finding connections with the Adventure Challenge book. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but this is a group of young people here in Reading that has started this organization called the Adventure Challenge, and it's it really gets you out into the world and taking photos, and there's family, individual, in the bedroom, books that you can use. And I don't know if you've seen it, but I remember this young gentleman or a couple young gentlemen coming into our store years and years ago talking about this and asking for just feedback and stuff. And, of course, I didn't quite understand what they were trying to do. And, you know, gave them my two cents and stuff and said, hey, good luck and keep us posted and, you know, how things go. I mean, they had nothing except an idea. And now they have a company and they have many buildings downtown with lots of employees, and they're a multi-million dollar company, and these adventure challenge books are being shipped all over the world.
And I think they're working right behind us.
They could be.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. That's what I thought. They're up here right next door to us.
Yeah.
Here. And they've got all types of people up there.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, here is, you know, one of these success stories that you read about people that are entrepreneurs, like in the Bay Area or big cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken that success that you would see in, like, you know, Silicon Valley or whatever, and created something and kind of made this into an amazing, amazing business.
And featured in Forbes magazine.
Yeah.
If the Adventure Challenge's mission is to bring people together, it's also their method. It has given us the mindset that anything can happen if you believe and if you fight for it.
Yeah.
Well, I believe in that too.
So they've just pushed because obviously, you know, there are many people in our area that don't know about their business, but don't even know that it was founded. And
I didn't realize it had grown so big.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you've seen one of the gentlemen that owns it drives around in a convertible Lamborghini.
Okay, I have seen it. I've seen that because he parks in the back. Yeah. So I park my 17-year-old F-150 truck right as close as I can get to it. You know, and I've challenged him to races, and he's just ignored me.
Yeah. Yeah,
I get to pick. So I get to pick the terrain.
They've really done a great job recently of pushing the books here locally to let people know that they're here and this is a local product and stuff. And so we recently have started carrying them in the store. You can buy them for the holidays.
I think they've been on our show too, and I've got to get them back on. Because it's been several years.
Yeah.
We do have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Samson knows the best place to Christmas shop for the special man in your life is Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Fawn. For the best deals on guns and ammunition, Camp Jeep pellet grills, smokers and burners, and for hunters, fishermen, and trail riding enthusiasts, the Quiet Cat electric mountain bike is the best. Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pawn Shop has the top selection, best pricing, and expert knowledge, and their firearm, ammunition, and magazine selection is second to none. This holiday, shop the firearm experts, Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pawn, 421 East Cypress Avenue, 530-244-9227, or online at Delta Hawk Sportsman. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Financing available.
Christmas is in the air, and we would like to invite you to bring your little ones to meet Santa on December 8th prior to our live broadcast of Heroes of the North State with host Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing. Between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., you can tell Santa what's on your wish list. Meeting Santa is a live, free event made possible by our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, Fire Water Supply, Emergency Water Supply, and My Umbrella Marketing. For more information, visit myumbrellamarketing.com and click on Toys for Tots Toy Drive.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Work it, go.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
That was like you're 30 years of dance moves. Like
that was 30 years generation. In 4 seconds.
I know.
I was in front of my buddy's, I was in my buddy's office in Iraq in Al Anbar, and we'd come back from some kind of weird mission. And I came in and did my happy dance, and he said, you know, I'm sitting here with a loaded gun. And if you ever dance like that again, I swear to God, I will shoot you in the leg. You can get medevaced home, and I will never have to. I'll swear it was an accident.
You know? And you'll never dance again.
And you'll never dance in front of me again.
That would happen to your ankle.
We remind each other of that every time we talk a lot. Anyway, hey, I'm here with Enjoy the Story, Enjoy
offended.
The Magazine.
That kind of made me want to start. Yeah. Your shoulders and
you got to kind of move around, you know, at my age, you know, kind of get things going. I'm here with Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And we've been going through the magazine, and I hope we get to this one part, but right now we're going to do the baked goodness.
So I'm really proud to say that there is a new bakery down in Red Bluff. If you look at page 64 in our magazine, we have a great spread called Baked Goodness. Grab a Treat by Reader's Bakery in Red Bluff. It is a husband and wife team that are professionally trained bakers. I don't know what do you call that? The profession of baking baked goods. Anyway, they're European professionally trained bakers. And the picture makes you just want to die to look at all these beautiful, beautiful pastries. But anyway, they are just rocking it down in that part of the world, and I am very fortunate. I've sat and met with them several times. And, you know, over at our Enjoy store, we have really wanted to bring in coffee roasting and a bakery. We just got our ice cream in, so we're now serving ice cream. But we also want to do some basic foods and all that kind of stuff in the Enjoy store, and we have partnered with Readers to be our in-house baker and bakery. So We're working out things that they will bake fresh for us that we will pick up daily, and then things that they can provide us that we would keep refrigerated and then proof and then do some basic baking in-house. So, you know, if you wanted to swing by in the morning and pick up a dozen croissants or chocolate croissants or whatever in a, you know, gallon or couple gallons of coffee to go, that's kind of the stuff that we really want to get going. So we just had a greeters the other day. We had about probably, 100, Rhonda, 100
yeah,
people?
Yeah, about 100.
And Readers was there supporting that event with giving pastries and stuff away, which was really good. And there was nothing left, so I'm assuming that everybody really liked them.
I really like the part where they say that they don't use cheap butter and they don't use a lot of sugar. They on butter.
Yeah. The European butter. European way of baked goods quite often aren't as sweet as ours, where they're just sickening sweet. These are, you know, just fluffy, flaky, with just a little
buttery, delicious.
Butter.
Croissants is my, I tell you what, croissants is my downfall.
And they have several.
Oh, I know.
You can see them right there.
What can I say?
It's a pain de chocolat and tarts and all that kind of stuff, so. Anyway, but then that leads us into our next thing. If you're not into this delicious, buttery, sweet goodness, there is alternatives now for
That's
you.
That's right.
And Rhonda, I'll let you take this one away because it makes me almost gag.
Well, in Mount Shasta, there is a gentleman that has a business called Evolution Ranch, and he sells cricket powder and crickets for food. And to me, it sounds disgusting, too. Yeah. But
here, to be really, really fair, we're here, obviously, right? We're pastry lovers. Look at us. but not to say that this isn't a legitimate and viable thing. I mean, there are people all over the world that eat, you know, bugs that are part of their natural diet. And I know it is something that many parts of the world that don't consume bugs on a regular basis are pushing in the sense that it's supposed to be better for the environment than raising cattle or whatever and those kinds of things. So, you know, I mean, if this is your bag of crickets, then, you know, go for it.
Well, what
lots of protein.
Ian is, I guess his partner, his name is Simon, and they laid the groundwork, what would be known as Crick Eats. Soon their garage was converted into a cricket production facility, housing as many as a few hundred thousand crickets in any given time.
The noise would drive me crazy.
Yeah,
alone.
You know, skin is crawling.
There's your neighbor who's got, you know, 500,000 crickets in their garage. And then they, I don't know, I guess they painlessly euthanize them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they do with them, how they do it, but then they grind them up, and then they make them into, you know what?
A powder, and what does it say that you do with the powder? Just eat it or bake with it?
They've made things like chirpoli, lime,
chirpoli,
and pesto party, you know, so things, but bugs have a lot. They do have a lot of protein in them, and he's looking at it as we can. You know, there's
very little space
for
millions of crickets.
And well, he said, "This is something he said. If you, instead of having a pound of beef for one meal as a household, had insect protein, just in that one tiny little lifestyle change, you would have conserved 2,500 gallons of water." That's crazy.
Now I will say this: the idea of eating crickets, I could probably wrap my head around, but I would have to know that they were like born in this captive way and what they fed, right? What they were fed. Like, so if, like, I don't know, whatever you're feeding them is
organic.
Something, yeah, right? Like that like corn or, well, I don't know, I'd say corn because that's probably a bad word, but yeah. But I don't want to eat a cricket that I don't know that's been roaming around in somebody's garage and doesn't know, and I don't know what they've been eating. That's the thing that freaks me out.
Or crawling on.
Like, if you're farmed, like, I always think to it, like, people say, oh, you eat escargot. I love escargot. But I know that they're not just snails that are picked off somebody's garden wall. They're actually grown, right? And they're eating things that I would normally eat, like, you know, leafy greens or whatever, that kind of stuff. So the crickets, for me, I probably would try them if I knew that they had just been all their whole life were in a box eating something. And so they were kind of clean and pure in that regard.
Their life cycle is 7 weeks. So they could, you know, feed it, you know, lettuce or whatever they feed.
I don't know what they eat.
I don't know. They're a prebiotic, though, and they're a complete protein source packed with vitamin B12 and omega-3 fatty acids.
Well, there you go.
God bless the crickets.
Yes.
Well, you know what? It's part of the, I mean, you go through these survival schools, eating bugs is not bad.
I have eaten a cricket. We was at my one of my kids' camps, right? We had all these kind of contests in one of them. And I ate it, and I have to say, I was fine, except for the fact that one of the legs, one of those little spiny hooks, got caught in my throat, and I couldn't get the leg to go down. And so I was for like 10 minutes, like trying to get it.
I've heard of that. I've heard you've got to have. But see, they've taken that away.
Well,
they've taken that away. All you have now is the powder, or you can buy, like I said, the chipotle lime, whatever. Okay. All right. But if you're interested in that, that's the Evolution Ranch up on in Mount Shasta,
and it's and you know. And it's happening. I mean, the world is transitioning.
He said third of the population eats bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there are bugs in our food now. And a lot of people don't even know it. But a lot of the stuff that we even eat right now, the coloring and things come from bugs. Like the red and things in food are like
sure
beetles.
That we are eating bugs that we don't know about.
If you go for a motorcycle ride.
Because of the processing methods, I mean, yeah, you can't catch
and
everything.
And if you go for a motorcycle ride, you
oh, no,
eat
it's,
a few
it's
bugs.
Always. I've gone through bee swarms before and had them all over me and the windshield. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Okay, well, thank you so much for enjoying. If you're looking for the right present and presents to send out to your friends, your family, your employees, head on down to the Enjoy the Store. That's right down the street from us on Market Street. And the address is?
1261 Market.
There you go.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Carl.
And God bless America. You can stand me.